Unfortunately, most physicists do not fit this description. This brings us to a common misunderstanding. When most people say scientist, they mean technician. A technician is a highly trained person whose job it is to apply known techniques and principles. He or she deals with the known. A scientist is a person who seeks to understand the true nature of physical reality. He or she deals with the unknown. In short, scientists discover and technicians apply. However, it is no longer evident whether scientists really discover new things or whether they create them. Many people believe that discovery is actually an act of creation. If this is so, then the distinction between scientists, poets, painters, and writers is not clear. In fact, it is possible that scientists, poets, painters, and writers are all members of the same family of people whose gift it is by nature to take those things that we call commonplace and to represent them to us in such ways that our self-imposed limitations are expanded. Those people in whom this gift is especially pronounced we call geniuses. The fact is that most of the people we call scientists are actually technicians. They are not interested in the essentially new. Their field of vision is relatively narrow, and their energies are directed toward applying what is already known. Because their noses are often buried in the bark of a particular tree, it is difficult to speak meaningfully to them of forest. This is not to say that technicians are not important. The technician and the scientist form a partnership, and technicians are important members of the scientific community. However, since this is a program about Wu Li masters, we will use the term physicist from now on to mean those physicists who are also scientists. That is, those people who are not confined by what we call the known.